ABC Listen.
The wind was howling. The thunder was clapping. And Carlo's heartbeat was pounding. And Matt's hair was standing on end. And both were getting very nervous for today's
Story Salad Quest Mode! Mayhem!
Yeah, we were trying to set up the...
Very atmospheric.
Yeah, atmospheric.
Very moody.
The danger, the high stakesness of Storyteller Quest Mode Mayhem, because every week in May, we're adding just a little bit of mayhem on top of Storyteller Quest Mode.
A sprinkling of mayhem,
because we are giving ourselves the extra challenge of not only using your story salad starter, which is the beginning of the story, and we have to make up a fully improvised... a made-up story on the spot following it, but...
we're also getting three words from one of you, a quest head, and we have to use those words in our improvised story, but we only have 4 minutes to do it.
Yeah, we're really setting ourselves up for a challenge, but I think we can rise to it. So...
can we please get today's words from a lovely listener?
Hi, my name's Robjet. I am 7 years old. My three words are handstand, keychain, and pillow. I love story salad.
Ooh. Thank you, Robjet, for those words, which are handstand,
keychain,
and pillow.
Wow. Okay, so we have to use those words in the story salad quest mode, but... we also need a story salad starter from another quest head for today's story salad
quest mode. Mayhem.
My name is Ariane. I'm 6 years old. One day there was a baby locust named Lyra, and she forgot her school bag, and her parents were going on a trip.
Now, if there's one thing that lorikeets must have when their parents are going on a trip, it's a school bag. And when Lyra couldn't find her school bag, she broke into tears. Oh, I'm not going to be able to go on the trip without my school bag. I can't do it without my school bag. What am I going to do without my school bag? It's got all the things in it that I need, and my golden keychain, which has all of my memories into it.
Yeah, she wanted to take her school bag on the trip. She's going on the trip.
She's going on the trip with her parents. Yeah.
Right.
Parents are going on a trip, and they're like, Lyra, come on, you got to get down the stairs, get ready, we're going.
But she couldn't, because she couldn't find a school bag. And they said, why don't you just take another backpack? We've got plenty of bags.
Calm down.
Okay. Why do you want to take your school bag on the trip?
Well, it's got my golden keychain, which helps me with all of my memories. And it's also got my books on mathematics and astronomy. And I just need to keep up while I'm on holidays.
Okay, look, you are allowed to relax a little. We know you're top of the lorikeet class. You are the lorikeet ducks. Not quack quack, but as in D-U-X. Top of the class, right? But you can relax. You're the smartest lorikeet in the land.
Oh, I know, but I worry that if I relax, then I won't stay the smartest lorikeet in the land.
No, darling, you've done all the hard work this year and we're going on a trip and it's all right to just relax a little bit.
That's right, Lyra. Take a load off. Don't pack a school bag. Pack a pillow for all those big naps you're going to be able to have on this relaxing summer holiday.
Yeah, and, you know, pack a portable CD player.
That's right, yeah. Listen to some music, lie down.
Because we're lorikeets in the 90s.
Yeah, we're lorikeets in the 90s. And that should be obvious by my hair.
Yeah, look. and my blow wave. And, you know, you just need things like that. You don't need to pack your school bag with your school books. Oh, no, we want to relax by the Lorikeet pool.
Yeah.
In the Lorikeet resort.
Do a handstand or something else that's really fun to do.
Yeah, I mean, you can go.
We call them a wing stand usually in the Lorikeet world, as you know.
Yeah, so just don't worry about your school bag. Are you all good now?
Lyra wiped the little tears off the bottom of her eyes. Yeah, I hadn't thought about it that way. I was so worried about doing homework, I forgot that I could also just have a holiday.
Yeah, homework, schmoenwork on holiday, said Lyra's parents. They were like, why do homework when you can do holiday work?
1 minute.
Oh, 1 minute, 1 minute. And not holiday work, it's holiday play. Homework, holiday play.
You've done all your homework for this year. You've put in so much effort for the school time. Now it's time to relax and enjoy the time off that we have together as a family of 90s Lorikeets.
Yes, so we've got to get to the Lorikeet Resort. So we've got everything back. We've got our pillow. We've got our hair. Yep, I think we are ready to catch our flight. Just kidding. We don't catch a flight. We just fly there ourselves.
Oh, Mum and Dad, you're the funniest, coolest, waggiest parents in the whole wide world.
Let's go have some fun at the Lorikeet Resort.
And off they flew. Oh, lovely, though. Those lorikeets offer a lovely beach holiday in Coffs Harbour.
How cute. What did you think of that?
It was very good. I liked it a lot. I loved Story Salad Quest Mode. Thank you, Matt and Carlo.
Oh, colourful, lovely and supportive.
Thank you so much, Rubjet and Ariane, for your amazing suggestions with our story salad starter and the words.
And we managed to fit the three words into the story salad quest mode, so we've done it again. We've managed to do another story salad quest mode. Mayhem, 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 mayhem. We'll be next time. Bye.
This is an ABC Kids podcast! For more awesome stories, search for your favourite podcast or find something new in the Kids tab of the ABC Listen app.